online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
It's another day of disruption across Kent as the snow continues to cause problems. Temperatures are still struggling to get much above freezing and the winds making it feel even colder. A yellow weather warning's in force across the county until Saturday. We're being advised to stay in if possible. Gritters have been out, but there have still been some incidents on the roads. Part of the M20 is expected to be closed London bound until at least 3 this afternoon after a series of crashes between junctions 1 for Swanley and 2 for Rootham. Steve Short is the chairman of South East 4x4 Response, who've rescued about 200 cars and lorries from the snow in Kent. He says many people are going out ill-equipped.
We're coming across people that haven't got the right clothing, they've not cleared the snow off their car. They don't know where their towing eye is, so when they get stuck, it takes a long time to get them going.
Meantime, hundreds of schools are closed for a third day and commuters are being urged to work from home as 50 train stations across Kent are closed. These people at Ashford International are trying their luck, though.
It's freezing in the station, no heating, so it is what it is.
I think, according to the ticket officer, it's on time, but I've been checking this morning. They've been a bit, again, hit and miss. Yeah. But hopefully this one's on time and I can get into London.
It's obviously delaying things, but there's still a service, which is good, at least there's some form of service.
Stay with KMFM for regular travel updates. You can also get the latest at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A woman's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder following a stabbing in Deal. Emergency services were called to reports of an assault in Beach Street just after 5 last night. A man in his 50s is in a London hospital, but his injuries aren't thought to be life-threatening. A woman in her 40s remains in custody. It's understood the pair knew each other. Previously, secret documents have revealed a teenager tried to shoot and kill the Queen during a visit to New Zealand's South Island in 1981. The papers from the country's spy agency show a single shot was fired towards Her Majesty's open-top Rolls Royce as she travelled through Dunedin.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
It's set to be a nervous wait for Year 6 pupils across Kent who will find out later what secondary school they're going to in September. More than 20,700 applications were received this year and 79% will be going to their first choice. For the fifth year in a row, the number applying for a place has gone up. Education Chief Roger Goff says schools are having to expand to accommodate that.
We are working closely with schools to ensure that there are more good school places available across the county. So the bar goes on rising, but we do have plans to seek to deal with it.
Confirmation emails will be sent to parents at 4 this afternoon. A man's been jailed after police caught him dealing crack cocaine and heroin in Maidstone. Plainclothes officers witnessed the 19-year-old selling drugs to a known user near the River Medway in September. He's been locked up for 3 years. Firefighters have been called to tackle a blaze at a barn in near Maidstone. It broke out in Hollingbourne just around 10 this morning. No one was hurt and it's not yet known what caused it. A man who broke into 2 homes in Gillingham stealing a car and handbags has been ordered to pay £4,000. The 32-year-old was jailed for more than 3 years following a police raid at his home in December 2016. He was linked to burglaries in Sandringham Road after being caught on CCTV using stolen bank cards.
This is KMFM.
It might be a snow day across Kent, but that won't stop some children celebrating World Book Day. The national event aims to highlight the importance of reading and literature. Kate Rumsby is from charity Beanstalk, which sends volunteers into schools to help children learn to read.
With reluctant readers, we often use picture books just to kind of have a conversation about a story. So it's not just about the reading of books, it's about talking about them and using them in different ways to get children really engaged.
And the Duke of Cambridge is going to make the first official visit by a member of the British royal family to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Kensington Palace says Prince William will also visit Jordan during the trip this summer.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Gillingham's game against Rotherham United this weekend has been officially postponed. They were due to welcome the League One side to Priestfield on Saturday, but it's been put off because of all the snow. A date for the fixture hasn't yet been announced. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.